Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also, Jesus says. A person's treasure, that which they love most, is truly a matter of taste. Take, for example, the religious elites we hear about in this passage. They were squarely in Jesus' crosshairs, but not because they were pious. Helping the poor, praying, and fasting are very good things, both for us and for others. And this world would be a much better place if we did things like this more often. No, Jesus' problem with these guys wasn't their piety. It was the way they practiced their piety. They would use the poor. They would blow a trumpet for the whole world to see how religious they were by helping those in need. They would use God. They would stand on the street corners and pray endlessly so the whole world would see how eloquent they were when they talked to God. And they would whine and complain about being hungry when they abstained from food for a little while, all in an effort to be closer to God. Jesus called them hypocrites because they had no interest in the intent of true piety, which is loving God with all your heart, soul, mind, and body, and treating others the way that you want to be treated. These hypocrites didn't care about God or the poor. Both were simple props in an effort to garner what these frauds truly loved, being praised for their religiosity by others of all things. I told you, a person's treasure is a matter of taste. Don't be like them, Jesus tells us. Don't be tranquilized with the trivial. Aim high, look up, listen to what matters most. And do you know why? There's only one thing that is going to last, and it is not this world, your politics, your country, your retirement fund, your family, your stuff, your happiness, not even you. That's why you have those ashes smeared on your forehead this evening. They're there to slow you down, to remind you that the you show will not go on indefinitely. We are all dead men walking. The only thing that will endure for all eternity is God's word. God does not lie, and he is faithful to his word. When he promises you grace and mercy for Jesus' sake, then you have grace and mercy. And God's promise of grace and mercy will never be eaten by a moth. It will never be weakened by rust. It will never be stolen by thieves. No matter how strange, different, opposite, undeserved, or impossible God's promise of grace and mercy is, it will never end because he said so. God's promise of grace and mercy is all that ultimately matters, and getting that promise is the heart of the matter. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain, Joel told us in the first reading, being translated, you listen up. As an ambassador of Jesus Christ, I say to you that you are forgiven unconditionally by the Father for Christ's sake. Your death is conquered. Your life is eternal. That is God's promise of grace and mercy. It's for you. And that's why those ashes on your forehead are smeared in the shape of a cross. Amen.